The following is the realization of Her Grace Haripriya Dasi.
I would like to offer my humble obeisances to my spiritual master, to Srila Prabhupada, to the assembly of Vaishnavas, to the lotus feet of the departed Vaishnava soul, Nandarani, in whose memory we have assembled today, and also to her glorious family members, her father and mother, His Grace Anand Mohan Das, and Her Grace Vrindavaneshwari Devi Dasi, respectively, and the two wonderful grandmothers. It is a great occasion to remember a Vaishnava, because it purifies all of us. A Vaishnava is not an ordinary person, and Nandarani, whatever short life she had, taught so many lessons to so many people throughout her life. We could see from her life that actually she was a devotee from past life. In our prayers, all of us keep saying that the only thing we should pray is that we should be born again as a devotee or in a devotee family so that we can continue our Krishna consciousness. We could very well see in Nandarani's life that she was actually a devotee from her past life and she was carrying on from the point where she had left off earlier. Many devotees have already enumerated so many of her characteristics and qualities. Her vibrant, wonderful, loving and affectionate nature, her bubbly presence, her consistent laugh, bringing everyone in a mood where all would feel that Krishna consciousness is so nice because even a small child can relish and enjoy it. And what to speak of the wonderful parents? They have shown us how to take death in a family. In an ordinary family, death means crying, chaos, and problems. But here, it was different, as it is a Krishna conscious family. I was personally present at their residence when the body arrived. When her body was bathed and dressed, I was chanting Brahma Samhita in the corner. I sat and chanted, and I was fortunate to do that little service, for which I am very grateful. This family has set such a wonderful example, just like Srila Prabhupada taught us by his example how to leave the body. This family has taught us, especially to the householders living outside, how to face death in a family. They have wonderfully done it. None of them cried. They are a nice example of wonderful devotees who not only know the philosophy but are also actually practicing it. They are showing us what they have learnt. When it is time to follow and practice it, we must do it. This is the wonderful example they have set for all of us, and I salute this family and pay my humble obeisances to all of them. I salute and pay my humble obeisances to Nandarani once again. Wherever she is definitely in the service of Srila Prabhupada and Shri Radharas Bihari Ji, the divine couple, and she must be progressing wonderfully in her Krishna consciousness.